yeah. Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. Your winner today for Song of the Day, voted on by, well, you, the good people of Joe and the Radio 9 Morning Show. Joe, Mackenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Shout out to Spooky Mayonnaise says, straight up started my Friday with one of my favorite songs. Thanks to Joe Pesh Radio and Radio 9 AM Show. Long live Vanilla. Never heard that said before, but we'll take it.
Long live Vanilla.
Yeah, you can see my humble celebration of the win on our Instagram story right now.
Congratulations, that was a nice selection.
Thank you. Yes. I honestly, I've been depressed about it. I know I don't let on when I lose. I'm pretty calm and collected.
Are you serious?
You can never really tell that it bothers me. Oh, you can?
Hashtag first world problems.
But it's been helpful, so thank you.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Mackenzie, what is this that you lost but you found?
Oh,
this is good
OMG.
News.
Okay, literally this happens to me on the daily. I lose things all the time, but now I don't sweat it anymore because I always know they'll pop up, usually. Except for my freaking pods, like for my ears.
Your AirPods?
My AirPods. I'm so mad that they're gone and that someone stole them, so I have to buy new ones. I'm like, pfft. Anyway, but I lost my key, which is bad, to my place.
Hi, strange man. Come on in.
Exactly. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be an issue. Not good. So I have two keys made. One's on my keychain with all my keys. The other one's just a little wristlet thing, like a cord, like a coil, if you will. And okay. I lost that. And I love having it. It's so easy. And I found it today. Boom! In the bottom of my purse. And I was like, yes!
How many people?
It's been gone for literally 3 weeks.
Find things at the bottom of their purse that have been missing forever. How often does that happen? 833-563-2539. Does anybody else have something that they found that they lost forever?
I don't lose things.
Ever? You've never lost anything.
I'm so OCD in the way I do things. Like, I know where everything is at every time. And if it's not there, I know it wasn't me that moved it. Like the time my ex threw away my W-2s and he swore that I misplaced them.
His W-2 tax forms?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I don't lose things.
I can't believe you've never lost anything.
I don't
believe that for a second.
It's true.
You have had to have lost something.
Everything has a spot and it goes in that spot every time.
I mean,
if you notice.
I don't believe that because he has accidentally thrown away papers and then been like, Where is it?
No, I've never accidentally thrown away papers.
No, not even trying to pile on, but I think Liz's right. No, seriously, was it something with work, right?
Yeah, it was here one time.
I think you did, and you're like, oh.
I don't think so.
You've never lost anything in your life. Nope. I bet, what percentage of people can say that? Like 2%? I lose things every single day.
Yeah, I lose things every single day.
All the time.
My wife, though, you bring up, Mackenzie, my wife loses stuff all the time. Our job, we have a key guard to get in, but you have to, where she works at, you have we kind of make fun of it. It's like a security ID. You got to have it, usually the women have it or the guys have it pinned on their belt or their hip, and you got to have it and you got to scan it and show it. It's like a retractable thing. Every time, I lost it. I'm like, did you check your purse? She's like, oh, it's there.
Oh.
Every time. The purse is the magic dungeon or portal to things getting lost.
I lost my license, my driver's license. That's the latest, so that's great. I mean, I have another one now. I had a backup one.
What?
You're not supposed to have one. That's illegal.
I think it works like that.
I know. So I don't know. Anyway, but I lost it because I was down in Dallas at a boxing match, and I left it there, and they tried to send it to me. And then the fraud department, apparently of Indiana, confiscated it. So it's somewhere, and I have no idea, but I need to get a new license anyway, so it's fine. So I just fly with my passport. But people will look at me all weird, like I went to New York and with a passport. Hmm. Isn't that weird?
If you get pulled over and a cop sees you have two IDs, I'm pretty sure you'd get in big trouble, I think.
Unless you could talk your way out of that one, that'd be impressive. Like me,
I'm
going to get tasered.
What if I show him a passport?
I have had two IDs before, and the cop knew that, so I got pulled over, and it was one of the very first times I got pulled over, and I had two IDs, because one I had lost, so I had to get a new one. The one that I had lost, I ended up finding, and I look way prettier in that one. So I put that one up front.
Right? Well, I don't have two IDs now. I have one because I lost the other one. Because I moved homes, so they switched the address on it.
Who would have known that I worked with two beautiful women that are also criminals? All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, Hailey Bieber's bachelorette party, what Kendall Jenner was spotted, what she brought. Plus, Anna Faris is revealing what her parents did to prevent her from losing her virginity.